Oh, I love that. I'm a Believer by James for us on this show. Thank you, Tim, for doing that, and the rest of the band as well.
Pleasure.
I really appreciate it. We have one of our tribe who listens to this show regularly who has many more facts than I do, and Neil has just got in touch and said, being such a big John Peel fan, Tim must have been absolutely thrilled for the rest of the band when Sit Down reached number 8 in the 1989 Festive Top 50. Do you remember that moment?
No.
There you go.
But that I've
must
just been
have...
honest.
See, Neil,
no, I don't, I'm sorry.
But that's pretty good for you being a John Peel fan.
I mean, you know, I was a huge fan. He was so helpful to us. We got our first kind of, you know, sessions with him and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, there you go. You can feel thrilled belatedly. It's good to see the iconic flower is making its comeback. Obviously, your T-shirts in the past were the best T-shirts in the business back in the day. And a nice, colourful flower. Are you doing long sleeve T-shirts, do you know? Because I'm quite interested in purchasing one.
We'll send you one.
Could you please? I'll buy it.
We've got some fantastic... Yeah, we would never go back to the flower. It's like, oh, no, don't harp back to the past, because we always want to move forward. So all our records, the last few records, you can feel the movement forward. And this designer came up with the flower, and it just looked so good. And we were like, oh, I'm going to have to use the flower.
Back to the flower. But it's beautiful. It's colourful and bright and bold, and it just fits these times.
It fits these times as we all come out.
Yeah. And All the Colours of You as well being the title of the album. It comes out on the 4th of June. We're going to end this with a song that takes you back to your childhood. What memory does The Move bring back to you in Fire Brigade?
Well, I mean, there's a few songs from childhood, you know, which those rare ones that stick in your mind. I always wanted to be a fireman was my aim, and I had a weird relationship with fire, and fire turns up in so many of my lyrics that fans kind of write in and tell me off when I use it, which they will do for Beautiful Beaches.
Yeah.
I set the Christmas tree on fire on Christmas Day, age 3, and burned the living room down and nearly the whole house. Yeah, very cool. My parents were great with me. They let me play with fire after that. They didn't keep fire from me. And so this song was a favourite of mine, you know, called the Fire Brigade. It was like a very cool song.
Hang on. How did you set the fire, the Christmas tree on fire? With matches?
They had these long matches.
Oh,
like,
I know, yeah.
These kind of hot... You know, they looked like about a foot long to a 3-year-old. And I remember lighting it. Everyone was at lunch and I wasn't getting enough attention or something. So I devised this method that worked absolutely, which was to set fire to the Christmas tree.
Okay, memorable Christmas.
Oh, it was indeed. Everyone was running with buckets and putting the fire out. And it was the living room where my parents wouldn't let me go in. It was like had this posh carpet, and they were always like, no, don't let the little one come in here. He'll ruin the living room. Well, he did. Yeah.
And that was your revenge. I so love talking to you, Tim. Thank you very much indeed. Thanks to the rest of the band as well for doing the session for me. Best of luck with the album. We cannot wait to have you back playing live in the UK. Looking forward very much indeed to the end of the year.
Lovely talking to you, Joe.
Take care. Bye-bye. This is The Move and Fire Brigade.